Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Tonight I want to speak to you about five things to do to develop your divine nature. When you're born again, there's a divine anointing on you. The spirit that is in you is a different spirit to the world. Amen. You're born of the Spirit. The Bible says that when you get born again of the Holy Ghost baptizes you into Christ. Hallelujah. And this divine nature that we have needs to be developed. You need to become stronger in your spirit. Hallelujah. We are, once you've been born again a little while, you're not a weakling anymore. You're not easily overcome. Amen. But we grow in stature. We grow in wisdom, in the knowledge of God. So tonight I want to speak in the next 20 minutes that we have about five things to do in developing your divine nature. Hallelujah. And so we are a spirit. You are born of the Holy Spirit. You have a different spirit to the world. Amen. So the first, what we need to do is we must stop growing in the flesh, growing in the natural things, and grow in the spiritual things. Amen. We're not growing in worldliness, we're growing in godliness. And so 1 John 4 verse 4, let's read that portion of scripture, 1 John 4 verse 4, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to God. Everybody say, we are from God. And whoever knows God listens to us. Hallelujah. So five things to do to grow in your divine nature, to grow in your spirit. Acts 1:20 verse 32, have the knowledge of the word. It starts with the knowledge of the word. The word is crucial. The Bible says the word is able to build you up. Thank God. I want to be built up. I want to be strengthened by the word. The Bible says in Acts 2:32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Hallelujah. So we see the wonderful word of God, the word that came when Jesus came to the earth. He is the word made flesh, the word made manifest. That word, we are born of the seed of the word. That divine nature in you is born of the seed of the word. It is a holy word. The word is able to build you up. Glory to God. That's why when people get born again, the first thing we do is we encourage them to come to a Walk in His Footsteps seminar. Why? So that you can build the word, so that the word can build you up. The world and the spirit of the world and the message of the world breaks you down. But the word builds you up in the knowledge of God. Builds you up in truth. Amen. And the Bible says not only does it build you up, but it gives you an inheritance. Amen. So the word builds you, it makes you strong. When the word is in your heart, it makes you unshakable. When people come to you, you're not easily swayed. You're not moved by every wind of doctrine because you know the word. You're established in the word. You know the truth. Amen. When I first got born again, people come to me. Listen, there was many things that almost swayed me. But thank God, as you grow stronger in God, you know the truth. You can spot the difference. Somebody say amen. The word of God lays a strong foundation in you. Once a foundation of the word of God is built on you, it's not easy to move you. Amen. It sets truth in your heart. It causes you to be built up. That's why when you're built up in the Word, you can't say, I'm afraid. You don't speak like the world anymore. You say, I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. And you start learning that the Word builds you up, and that Word is not only in your heart, but it starts coming into your mouth. Once that Word that's in your heart is in your mouth, then you're not easily swayed anymore. Hallelujah. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the Word of their testimony. We start learning that what you say is what you get. From the moment, listen, from salvation, God already shows you what you say is what you get. You confess that Jesus is my Lord, believe in him in your heart, and you are saved. Amen. The whole Christian experience is based on you say, and what you say, you get. Somebody say amen. You build your life from your mouth. Hallelujah. Can I say it again? You build your life from your mouth, from your confession. Once you believe in your heart and you say it, you settle it. You set it. Hallelujah. And so your life, the Bible says, the Word is able to build you up. When that Word gets in your heart and from your heart you speak that Word, it builds you, it settles you, it founds you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you know that Christian maturity is measured from your lips? Can I say it again? Christian maturity is measured from your lips. You can measure, you can know a person's maturity from the words that flow from their lips. And I found that there's many revelations that God would give you, but they're still mysteries in your spirit until you can dissect them and digest them and come to a knowledge and a revelation of what they are, you can speak them. I remember first being born again, and God will show me things, and the only thing I can do is repeat the scripture God gave me. I didn't know how to explain it. How many of you have been there? Amen. It's deep. It's mysteries. But as you grow in the knowledge of the Word, you're able to express it, confess it more fully. So firstly, to be built up in my spirit man, I need knowledge of the Word. So study to show yourself approved. Grow in the knowledge of the Word. Everybody say grow in the knowledge of the Word. Hallelujah. There's an amazing scripture that says, in the book of Isaiah says, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant deliver many. Hallelujah. Speaking about Christ. The scribes and the Pharisees were amazed at him. So where did he get such knowledge from? Listen, when the Holy Ghost starts revealing things to you, you become very knowledgeable in the Word. I remember once I was, newly born again. Maybe a year or two into the spiritual life. And I was at a learning institution. There was a professor of theology there, and we were sitting having lunch together, and he was trying to convince me. And every time he spoke a word of unbelief, I spoke a word of faith. And after a while, he says, where did you learn all these things? Little did he know, I've got the great teacher right there by me, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. And he was bringing to remembrance all things whatsoever Jesus said. Oh man, what an advantage. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when he comes, he will teach you all things. He will bring to mind all things whatsoever I have said. Hallelujah. Have you had moments where you're witnessing to somebody, and while you're talking to them, they're talking back to you, and you're bringing out scripture after scripture, and after a while, you're getting quite impressed with yourself. You say, man, I didn't know I was so fluent in the scriptures. Man, you feel like, yay, Johnny, you are a mamba, man. Hallelujah. What is that? That's the Holy Ghost just quickening the Word of God to you. The Word is able to build you up. So the core, the foundation from which the Christian life grows and from where you develop your spirit is the knowledge of the word. Have a reading program. Have a schedule of how and a specific way of how you read the word of God. Besides your daily readings, you know, your personal readings, you also need a sequential, I call it sequential reading of the Word of God. Have a Bible next to your bed. That's my sequential reading Bible. It's got a bookmark in it. That one I read sequentially. I make sure I get through the Bible. Amen. So you're not just reading, you know, the things that the Spirit of God would lay on your heart, specific words, reading them in context, etc. But you're also getting a sequential reading of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit can only bring to remembrance what you have already read. Amen. Everybody say, I need to read the whole Bible so that the Holy Spirit can bring to remembrance what I've read. Hallelujah. Now, there has been times that the Spirit of God will quicken me about a scripture somebody preached. Amen. And then I'll go back to go read that thing. But it's important that you read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Second thing to grow in your divine nature is meditation on the Word. Quoting the Word and meditating on the Word is two different things. When you meditate on the word, you take that word and you get saturated. There are many people who can quote a scripture, but their life is still out of control. Yeah. Amen. But when you saturate yourself with the word, you become that word. You and that word become one. You become familiar with that word. That word, you become acquainted to it. Hallelujah. Your spirit man is filled with the revelation of that word. So not only read the word, but meditation. When you meditate on the word, you let it soak into your system. I always tell new believers, read the word, and when a certain portion of scripture jumps out at you, meditate on that. Stop there. That's what the Spirit of God wants to say to you today. Amen. So 1 Timothy 4:15, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress, your advancement may become evident to all. Hallelujah. The third thing is praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Speaking in tongues is speaking mysteries. It's speaking by the Spirit things not yet perceived by your understanding. Hallelujah. God is Spirit. And he leads you in the Spirit. How many of you find that sometimes you read the word and you read a scripture and man, it just jumps out at you, but you can't get it yet. Amen. You're trying to fathom, draw that, pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Meditate on, pray in the Spirit. Because as you pray in the Spirit, you speak mysteries. Speaking in tongues is the first manifestation of heavenly revelations on earth through you. Amen. So you speak in the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's speaking mysteries. When you speak mysteries, you are speaking the things, the knowledge, the wisdom, the will of God in a mystery. You're making it known. It's becoming manifest. Hallelujah. So when you speak mysteries, you're actually arranging things in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost, listen to this. The Holy Ghost takes hold of your spirit. And bears witness with your spirit and takes hold and speaks mysteries with you. Brings divine revelation. Somebody say hallelujah. Some people face a small crisis and they fall. But when yet others come to stand victorious. Why? Because they speak mysteries. They speak from a heavenly perspective. They speak by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They speak by the Spirit. They learn to speak mysteries. You speak mysteries in the tongue till that mystery gets revealed. Hallelujah. Once it's revealed, it becomes yours. Oh, man, I love it that things can become mine. Hallelujah. The Bible says the word is able to give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. So you speak the mystery until the mystery is revealed. Hallelujah. I think maybe next week we must talk about how to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Started speaking to my staff a bit about it. It's absolutely amazing. But praying mysteries. The Bible says when you pray mysteries and you speak the things of the Spirit, you're not stressed anymore. You're not easily moved to fear. Hallelujah. Because by the Spirit, you know that all things work together for good. A mystery has been revealed. By the Spirit, you're not stressed about a situation anymore because you know. Hallelujah. How do you know? Well, I know. You know that you know in your knower. Hallelujah. And once that mystery is revealed, you're speaking mysteries. You're revealing the divine will. Hallelujah. Is set in your spirit. We know it is impossible when you speak divine mysteries to be disadvantaged. Can I say it again? When you speak mysteries, it's impossible to be disadvantaged because the Spirit in you has already shown you things to come. Hallelujah. That anointing that's in you has already answered the future. It's already set the tone. By the mysteries and revelation of God, you've already gone into the ascendancy. When you walk into that situation, you've already been there. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I just love that. You speak mysteries, and when you walk into a situation, some of you say, amen, I identify, I know, I've been here. Amen. The Spirit of God has already prepared me for this thing. It's impossible for a person who speaks mysteries to be disadvantaged because you have the knowledge of his will. Somebody say amen. You know that all things work together for good. I know because I know, I hear the Spirit. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm walking by divine revelation. Building yourself up in your most holy faith. Speaking mysteries, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Because when you speak mysteries, you pray from the depth. You pray from your spirit down here. Hallelujah. And your spirit bears witness with his spirit. Hallelujah. Deep calling unto deep. Spiritual compares with spiritual. And you search the deep things of God. Hallelujah. And you walk in an overcoming fashion. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, you speak in mysteries like that, before long you take your body over. Your spirit man gets into the ascendancy. Your emotions don't lead you anymore. Your body don't lead you anymore. Circumstance don't lead you. You're walking by the word. Somebody say hallelujah. Number four, quickly. I've got 3 minutes. Oh my God, I shouldn't even have started here. Speaking wisdom. Wisdom is the word of God. Speaking wisdom, hidden wisdom for our glory. Hallelujah. Speaking wisdom. That's called talking sessions. Sessions where you take the word of God and you relate the word of God. You speak into situations. You speak wisdom. You don't speak like the world. You don't speak unbelief. You don't speak your fears. You don't speak like the world speaks. You speak wisdom. You speak from the perspective of God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When you start speaking from the perspective of God, that word starts building you up on the inside. And now you're speaking the word of him by whom all things were created and have their being and exist. You're speaking from a deep resource. You're speaking from the power of him who created all things and upholds all things by the power of his word. By him, all things exist and consist and have their being. My God, I'm delving into this thing here tonight. You're speaking mystery. You're speaking wisdom. The word of God is wisdom. When things come against you, don't speak like the world. That's foolishness. When things don't go the way they're supposed to go, speak wisdom. Speak the word of God. That's wisdom. Amen. You speak and you start saying, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. No matter what happens, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. No matter how strong your enemy is, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I thank God I'm successful. I'm fruitful. Whatever I lay my hand to is blessed. God has already announced progress in my life. Hallelujah. The works that I do are by the Spirit of God. Somebody say amen. All things work together for my good. You start making declarations. Hallelujah. Thank God the face of the Lord is on me. Amen. His favor is on me. His face shines on me. Glory to God. Glory to God. I will live and not die. You see, the enemy comes against you. I will live and not die. I will live to tell of the glories of God. Problems come against you. Say, I'm already more than a conqueror. I've already overcome. You speak wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. The enemy tells you you're nothing. You say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm created in the image of my God. Hallelujah. The enemy starts telling you you're purposeless. To say, I'm called from my mother's womb. I'm made for this. I'm designed for this thing. The enemy tells you, listen, you can't make it. Say, my God will not allow anything to come against me that I'm not able to overcome. You speak wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age. So you don't sit and agree with all the great theology, with all the great, you know, professors of the economy and all that. No, speak wisdom. You sit down and the economists will speak according to the great economies of the world. Don't speak that. Speak wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when God told me to sell that house of mine, and it was quite an expensive house. The agent said to me, you know, there's not, you know, don't you know the economy is very depressed. There's not many people that can afford that kind of a house. And I spoke wisdom. I said, I don't need many people, only one. Hallelujah. Amen. You only need one buyer for your house, don't you? Hallelujah. She said, oh, it's going to be difficult. I said, it's the easiest sale you've already done. She said, it's going to take very long. I said, it's already sold. Amen. Come on. Speaking wisdom. Don't allow the enemy to have the last word. You speak wisdom. Speak the word of God. Those who have the word of God in their heart and their mouth and speak it are wise. Hallelujah. Speaking wisdom amongst them. Where? In church? No. Speak wisdom. Be amongst the mature. Be like the mature. When you buy a mature Christian, how do you know they're a mature Christian? They speak wisdom. They don't easily sway to speak like the world does. Somebody say amen. But we speak, verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. So when you speak wisdom, of course they're going to disagree with you. Because they didn't know. Amen. Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they wouldn't have even crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. They're not so clever after all. Amen. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. You know what that is? That mystery? It's special communication for the initiated. I belong to a club. I've been initiated into this thing. So the world speaks in one level, but we speak in a different level. We speak wisdom. Hallelujah. Not of wisdom, we speak the things of wisdom. Our mouths becomes the mouthpiece of God. We speak wisdom. Hallelujah. When we pray, we don't pray like the uninitiated. The religious prayer, oh God, please, I'm thirsty, please send me water. That's foolish prayer. When you're thirsty, you say, I drink, I receive, I thank you. Hallelujah. You speak from a different perspective. You speak from a wisdom perspective. Hallelujah. when things are not going to say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. When things look impossible, you declare the possible. Praise God. Somebody say, speaking wisdom. Praise God. I'm just going to leave it there because I'm out of time. It's wisdom to finish on time. Amen. So I started delving into point four. Maybe we'll continue next week. But growing in your spirit, building yourself up in your most holy faith. Hallelujah. Speaking the word of God in wisdom. Being built up in the word. Meditating in the word. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues so that you speak mysteries. And once the mysteries are revealed, you speak wisdom. Hallelujah. What is wisdom? When something is wisdom, you're speaking to a person who knows the way things should be. Amen. How do you like hanging around with wise people? I mean, sometimes you get amongst wise people, you walk away there and you are blessed. Your life has changed. I used to love those sessions when I sit with Pastor Fred and we just talk. And just out of his innermost being, just wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. So how do you build yourself up? You build yourself in the knowledge of the word. Amen. You saturate yourself with that word. When you're saturated with the word and something comes at you that's different to the world, you'll identify it straight away. Amen. Hallelujah. Person came to me the other day and said, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. The devil's busy lying to me. I said, what's he saying? He's telling me that I'm going to get sick. I said, well, if you know he's lying, why are you worried? Just say, get behind me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the use of crying if you know he's lying to you? Oh, he's lying to me. I'll tell him he's a liar and don't believe him. Amen. Amen. So build yourself up in the knowledge of the word. Meditate on the word. Speak in tongues. Speak mysteries. The Bible says in Romans 8:26 that when you pray, the Spirit himself makes intercession for you with deep groanings that cannot be uttered, knowing the will of the Spirit. So he takes the will of the Spirit. He takes that deep drawing of yours and he mixes them up. And he makes intercession. He prays with you. Hallelujah. And revelation starts filling your being. So when you're in trouble, don't run to people. Get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Have a wisdom session. Have a speaking mystery session. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Like David, when they came against him in Ziklag, they burned everything. The Bible says he went and built himself up in his most holy faith. I've learned this walk of God. There's not many people who can always help you with your walk. And sometimes when you're in real big trouble, the worst thing you can do is talk to somebody. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes the worst thing you can do is go to somebody else and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. You know what they're going to do? They're not going to speak wisdom. They're going to say to you, don't you know the economy is bad? Amen. They're not going to speak wisdom. They're going to say, oh, well, it's flu season, you know. Amen. No. There's some things you work through that you build yourself up. You speak mysteries. You have talking session. You speak wisdom. You're revealed because when you do, you're making decrees in the spirit. You're commanding things and angels are attracted to that. Because the Bible says angels hearken to the sound of his voice. His voice is in you. His voice is in you. And the sound of his voice is your voice. I will live and not die. I will overcome. Hallelujah. This thing will work together for my good. Amen. I'm going to see the salvation of the Lord. My children will be blessed. The enemy told, Lord, when we were growing up, the enemy kept telling us, you know, especially if you're whitey, there's no jobs for your children. Who said? That's not the wisdom of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, you know, we're so poor. Jacob Zuma stole all the money. There's lots where that came from. Amen. We do not live subject to that. Come on, just lift your hands. Father, we thank you for the anointing, for the knowledge of your word, that we are built up in our most holy faith. We are built up in our spirit man. We are built up in our divine nature. When the world comes against us, we respond as the anointed of God. We respond from the divine nature. We speak by your word. Father, we compare spiritual things to spiritual. And I bless your servants. I thank for the anointing on each and every one to make heavenly decrees, to declare the purposes of God. We thank you for a supernatural dimension activated over every life tonight in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I said praise God. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes against you, don't be found in the natural. No, 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 no. Near. Near man. When he comes against you, be found speaking mysteries. Be found as a son of God. Think of it. The same enemy that came against Jesus, the same enemy comes against us, and he never overcame him. And his word is in our hearts and in our mouths. Somebody lift your hand and say, I will not be overcome. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of God, I speak wisdom. I speak mysteries. I make known the will of God. I manifest the authority and the power of the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm sure glad I came.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.